David Rathke is a community organizer based in New Orleans. In 1970, he founded ACORN, the largest organization of low-income and working families in the U.S. He is also the founder of the Service Employee International Union, Local 100, and the author of numerous articles and essays. His new book, Citizen Wealth, Winning the Campaign to Save Working Families, is out now. In it, he argues that welfare and tax relief is only a temporary solution to poverty. I took a moment to sit down with Wade Rathke to discuss these key points. Wade, in your writing, you introduce new ideas that you believe can raise families out of poverty. What can readers expect to learn when they pick up this book?
They need to be ready to think differently about what we do to bring families into some level of income security here in this country. It goes without saying that we're the richest country in the world still, even though we're caught in a pronounced recession. But regardless of that fact, low-income families, working families, have been trying to win income security for quite a long time. And there are a number of ways that can be done. What this book tries to do is look at where those efforts have been successful, sometimes in surprising ways, having battled with predatory companies or tax preparers or banks or mortgage lenders and come out the other side with plans that really can increase citizen wealth. But they have to be prepared to think about this differently and to look at what we're really doing and what we're really not doing to help the majority of families here in this country.
What do you see as wrong with the way that social services and other benefits are distributed?
The interesting thing about the way we've looked at how we spend the existing money in the federal government to deal with citizen wealth is that most of those benefits turn out to be going to middle-income families. The deductions for interest on your mortgage if you own a home. Unfortunately, many low-income and working families don't own a home or don't get as many benefits from that deduction. No matter how rich you are, though, you'll get that deduction. You could have a $2 million condo in Manhattan, and you'll get a huge deduction as opposed to some working stiff trying to pay a mortgage in New Orleans, where I live, on a $50,000 note coming back from Katrina. What I argue in the book is that we need to look at a citizen wealth campaign to achieve maximum eligible participation. And what I mean by that is existing programs that we think as the American public should be benefiting the pursuit of equity in our community and among our citizens, we need to make sure that there's 100% participation compared to those people that are eligible. And many times over the last several decades, the opposite has been happening. There's been a push to get people off of programs or to make it harder for them to both apply and to receive benefits, and their employers pay for, and yet the participation rates even now are just abysmal.
Why is that? And can you give an example?
There's food stamps is a good example. I mean, food stamps are a subsidy, remember, primarily for farmers. I mean, this was a program designed with dual impacts, one to help our farming community survive and be sustainable and have some security, and at the same time to help very lower income families and working families with low incomes or underemployed or unemployed to get access to nutrition. And it's been amazing how these rates of participation have both stagnated and dropped over the last several decades. Part of this was because the program was confused as if it were welfare and dealt with in a pejorative way rather than seen as something that was guaranteeing families some ability to have nutritious lives so that they could work. We need to make this an easier program to access. And it needs to be ubiquitous. People need to be able to apply in every kind of way or when they're doing their income taxes and when they're applying for unemployment in the same way that we need to aggregate the applications for, you know, voter registration, so many other things. There should be a one stop for all governmental programs, and that's not the way we're working. We haven't embraced the technological abilities we have now or a sense that government and these programs are about serving citizens, not citizens serving those programs.
What work has ACORN done to make these types of benefits
in
more accessible?
In 2008, we were very excited about is developing a program with H&R Block, their bank, and others that allowed us, when we were doing 50,000 different tax returns for families in 2007, 2008 that were coming through the Acorn Centers, you'd be able to apply for your income tax, your earned income tax credit, do your taxes, and because your information about your family size and income was available on the screen, would automatically tell you if you were eligible for any of 14, 15 different programs, and in some cases could almost allow you to file for those programs electronically right on the computer. This still has a long way to go before it's all synchronized, but that kind of idea that allowed you to be in one place all of a sudden, being able to access application procedures for other programs like food stamps or women, infant, children, or so many other things that you might apply to, is really where we should go. I mean, we need, as individuals, as organizations, as unions, as churches, as people interested in our neighbors, to help everybody we can get on programs they're eligible for, and understand that puts our whole community with more resources, our people happier and wealthier, and gets us where we want to be for that investment of governmental tax dollars.
Wade Rathke's new book is Citizen Wealth, Winning the Campaign to Save Working Families. For the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, I'm Julia Botero.